In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Risnall. It is Thursday today, the 10th of May. Good as always to have you along, everybody. There are days, and this is one of them, where the big picture economic news comes couched in geopolitics. Stories in two varieties today, North Korean and Iranian. We'll do the North Koreans first, because President Trump announced today he is going to meet Kim Jong-un on June the 12th in Singapore. There are, of course, a whole lot of variables in this equation. What is motivating whom to do what? One of the things that may well have driven the North Korean leader to the negotiating table is the state of his country's economy. So we asked Marketplace's Sabri Benishore to find out how bad it might really be.
They call North Korea the Hermit Kingdom for a reason. It's not exactly easy to see what's happening with its economy. One way to guess is to look at trade data reported by its biggest trading partner, China.
North Korean exports are down really sharply, down 90% from a year ago levels.
Bill Brown is an adjunct professor at Georgetown School of Foreign Service. After a series of missile launches last year, China stopped buying North Korean items like coal and textiles, which showed up in the Chinese data. Not everybody trusts China's numbers on North Korea, but Brown says he mostly does.
Almost more interesting, their imports from China also were falling sharply, down about half. That's telling you they're really running out of money.
But the picture's mixed. Scott Snyder is senior fellow for Korea Studies for the Council on Foreign Relations.
So far, we've seen anecdotal reports of gas shortages inside North Korea, but we really haven't seen dramatic spikes in the price of staples or everyday goods.
Lisa Collins with the Center for Strategic and International Studies says it's telling that there's a lot of economic activity we do not see.
Counterfeiting U.S. dollars, smuggling drugs, selling other illegal goods around the world.
But despite all we cannot see, North Korea remains one of the poorest countries in the world. And many observers suspect that the tightening sanctions over the past year likely played some role in the regime's recent engagement. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.